Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of Blog Talk Radio. That's the system that Optimize My Life, Your Life show has been broadcasting for 10 years. And we want to welcome you today, whether you're listening in directly in spite of the call-in show. It is free, and you can use the 714-88816-4686 phone number to call in directly. We also broadcast through YouTube and TikTok and Twitter and whatever else, eagles and whatever animals that are out there, we broadcast. And I want to tell you, the reason we do that is we have a gal who joined the Hope Collection as an agent. Then she joined and helped us put together our website to making it getting better. Then she joined, and she has actually revolutionized our radio show. And I'm so grateful because it's allowed us to take a new step and really going forward in the future to allow the Hope Collection to expand its message, helping of others by helping them help others. Mary Stanley, I really personally want to extend to you an appreciation that you came along at the right time. And I'll tell you what, you're special. But, of course, the opening of the show, for those of you who don't know, that happens to be a little princess. Her name is Ariana, and when you meet her, you could see her on some of our video shows. She's also there, and she sings that song that I love you and help, help, help. She loves help and hope, and she now has her princess castle that she can play in every day, and she has a brother who is, he's the engineer, and a smart little young guy. They're just great kids. Living up there in the snowy hills of Minnesota. And we are so grateful for your presence and friendship. Thank you. Mary, you're wonderful.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, we also have a special guest on this show, you know. And he's here every Friday like clockwork. So I'll let you introduce him today.
Thank you. So we have the honor to have a special guest host every Friday, Captain Len Kane, who is the founder of the Kindness Campaign and the founder of the Golden Rule Society, among a bunch of other accolades, the 5-time Nobel Peace Prize, Humanitarian Award, the founder of the Malamar Navy Air School. He's a man, he's a legend. And when I was in the military, I looked up to him. And we just lost him. Oh, got him. And on this Friday, the week of St. Nicholas Day, we're going to do a little bit different. Because on Fridays we always talk about kindness and acts of kindness and how giving back to others is the basis of foundation of humanity and what we can do to help others. And I'd like to, me and all the other hosts on the radio show, would like to honor President of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton, for everything he does for everybody else.
Wow. Mary, this is totally unexpected. I feel, and yeah, Bruce, you can tell Linda anything. She never tells me. I never know. But you know something, and Lynn never says it to me. I really appreciate this. This is really special. You know, we've been running this show for 10 years. And we've talked to thousands of people, and we listen to thousands of people. And with the idea of helping others, help their lives, help them make other people better also, help those who help that need help. And I tried to lead that and be by example. And running the show, we all have situations every day, every week. And just that someone will call me at 9 o'clock and say, Ron, I can't be on the show today. Can you fill in for me? And you know what? I almost always can do it or do it. But sometimes I run into a problem and I can call any one of you and you turn around and you fill in for me. And I can count on that. It's like talking about clockwork. That's really special. Today's day and age, with everybody as busy as they are, as involved as everybody is, you know, we're here as a group of people who stand up and stand out. And it's a good thing we do because, you know what, folks, we need more. And you helped me to do that. So thank you.
You're a fine man there, Mr. Ron Clayton, a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. You and your lovely bride, Linda, doing so many wonderful things for so many people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great show, and it's not only on Fridays. This goes weekdays, same time, high noon on the east coast of the United States. And on Saturdays, it's an early shot, but the same number, very simple, is 714-816-4686. And share it with your neighbors, your family, and friends, and churches and charities, because they have to hear about all the wonderful opportunities offered through the Hope for You program. I mean, opportunities galore. And you can just visit the website, go to see them, all that is available to you to help make it a better world. And you'll find that, again, when this is Len Kane of the Golden Rule Society speaking, that the opportunities for you to be more successful are just at your fingertips. And we offer the gifts for you, if you will, and it's for children of all ages. It's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building, all good stuff. And again, most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And I can go on, but I want to have Ron fill us in on all the wonderful things that are happening because we have a nice surprise for everybody today. So, Ron, back over to you, and I'm going to take a sip of coffee, and I'm here to help. Let me know what you want me to do. I'm ready to go.
Thank you so much, Len. This is wonderful. And Len Kane, you are our hero. You represent the best of the best of the best when it comes to pilots and people who have really laid down their life to help us have freedom in the world. And what you did when you founded the Golden Rule Society, which, again, you follow and taught us and teach us, well, we're supposed to help treat others like we want to be treated. And actually, I know a woman gentleman calls in and says, what we need to do is treat others like we want to be treated before they treat us so they know that we appreciate and respect what it is to be kind. And when you found the kindness campaign, now we're taking it to a new level across the nation, across the world. And as we get more people that understand that we can just be kind to each other, what a dramatic difference we can make in a world that's had so much upheaval in the last 3 years. And now we're projecting going forward to have this kindness campaign. And I know I'm going to not talk about it, but I know you expanded that to do some other things. Can you tell everybody else a little bit about the new version of the kindness campaign, Len and Mary? Would you do that?
Sure.
Well, yes, we can. And the nice part about it is Mary Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, came aboard the Golden Rule and the Hope Collection, and she has established something that is really great. She has taken the Golden Rule Society's worldwide kindness campaign. I'll first explain that a little bit and tell you what she's done to even make it more better, if I can say that. Here's it is, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have a piece of paper, pencil, whatever you have, you visit this our website. Very simple, you know how it goes, www.goldenrulesociety.org. Now, no spaces in the Golden Rule Society, all one word, if you will. Now, when you get there, you're going to find opportunities that are going to knock your socks off, because again and again, most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And this is what we're doing to help make it a better world, because here is the worldwide Golden Rule Society kindness campaign. In so many words, it says, with kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And it's following the good Lord's best commandment, which says, share the love that I give you with others. Short words. Give the Lord, share the love that I give you with others. Powerful. Simple to do, and it's an act of kindness. And this is the kindness campaign. What we do is we simply let people know, here's what is available. Visit the website, and then share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity, whoever and everybody. It goes nationwide and worldwide. And somebody's got their Would you put your phone on mute? Because we don't want to hear the kids or the dogs and cats in the backyard. We want to let people hear the other speakers, including me, of course. So we'll keep it going, because here's what we're going to do. Guarantee that you follow the teachings of his most successful people, you're going to be more successful yourself. Because somebody asked me years ago, they said, Len, what's the idea? Why are you doing this program? And I said, well, it's my philosophy is simple. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And I'll give you a quick explanation of where it all started. Years ago, I graduated high school, getting ready to go. I had joined the Navy, and I'm ready to go to boot camp. And my mother said to me, I was packing my little bag to head on, and she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. Wow. That, again, is so powerful. It is in my heart, my soul, and my mind. And all you have to do is share that little saying with your family, friends, neighbors, anybody, your children, your parents, cousins, buddies, whatever, because that's the way you want to live, because the better the lives of others, your life's greatest reward. Now, okay, got into the Navy. Took the tests and did all that sort of stuff. The next thing they said, well, Len, you took the good test and you did well. You got opportunity to take the test to go to Navy flight training. I never gave it a thought. But I said, okay, I'll have to take the test. Took the test. They said, you passed. Next thing I know, I'm down in Pensacola, Florida, United States Navy, going through flight training. And I only spent a little more than a quarter of a century as a naval aviator, Navy fighter pilot, all that good stuff. And I'm honored and just proud to have been a servant in the United States Navy. Now, back to the good stuff that's helping you, now that you know about me. The thing is, get yourself on that website. It's www.goldenrulesociety.org. www.takeoffatlowell.org. Take off at Lowell. Go through the little opportunities. First thing you might see is it's called a Wise Traveler Program. Savings on travel, land, sea, and air. Be a smart traveler. Savings up to 85% of the time. On land, on the buses, trains, in the air, airplanes, at sea, the cruise ships. I'll give you a simple example, ladies and gentlemen. A friend of mine from San Diego was going to New York City and back round trip with his wife. He said, Len, they're going to charge me $1,000. These are round numbers. And he said, but I'm with the Golden Rule Society charity, the discount program. Oh, it's only $500. He saved $500 on one trip. And, of course, he jokingly said to me, he says, oh, Len, all you want me to do is give you a donation to the Golden Rule Society. I said, well, what we do as a charity, we're all non-paid volunteers for more than 50 years. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Half of a century. We don't get paid. We're busy doing the work of the Lord. And I tell people, I understand he doesn't pay me anything, but we've been told that his retirement program is out of this world. So everybody gets a kick out of that. At least we hope and pray for that. So anyway, that's what we're doing. And it's available to you and to share with others. That's what it's all about. That's just one of the travel deals. Land, sea, and air. And I got to tell you another one real quick, and then I'll have another sip of coffee. But on the website, you'll see Hope for You, Opportunities Galore. Now, Mr. Ron Clayton is now the president of this organization. And he took it over from a dear friend of mine, small world that it was. He was a student at Mansfield University up in Pennsylvania, where my hometown was close to. Anyway, and he went to school with my guy that was my high school football coach. And I did not meet Mr. Ron Clayton's boss man at the time, Mr. Joel Gripping. Brilliant man, tall, handsome, great personality, good Christian man, full of vigor and vitality. And sadly, he died of cancer last year, and we miss him. We pray for him, all that. But Ron Clayton took over and asked me to be a partner in the program, so I'm just a helper. Whenever Ron needs something to do, for me to do, I take advantage of it and help as best I can with all that the effort that we have. And that's the nice part of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, visit Hope for You and see what Mr. Ron Clayton is bringing for you and to you. And before I take my little break, I'm going to introduce you to Mary Stanley. Now, Mary is there. She was enthralled with the kindness campaign. And she has a little 8-year-old daughter, charming, a little beautiful gift from the good Lord, and said, Mom, all these things you're telling me about the kindness campaign, we ought to have that in each of the classrooms, sort of a club. What an 8-year-old with the idea and the thought. So here's the deal, and this is what Mary Stammel is working on with the school organizations in Minnesota. And what the goal is to have in Minnesota, every classroom and every school and every city throughout the whole state will have a kindness club in the classroom, not to compete with anything, but to be supportive of whatever the teachers are teaching, whether it be arithmetic, mathematics, and all the good stuff, and science, and English, the languages, all that stuff, that makes the students, now they're in line and sync with the teachers, working together on kindness, being kind with one another. And it's being very successful. So when I heard about it from Mary Stanley saying that this is what we're doing up here, I said, Mary, we got to get together. Your program that you have put together, we're going to be sharing it with the professors, with the principals, superintendents, in every city, in every state in the United States, and we might as well go on to the world. Because the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign is nationwide and worldwide. So that's what Mary Stanley is doing. And let me turn it back over to Mary or to Roy, and we'll talk more about her because we've got some exciting things to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you've got a chance and you want to tell somebody about it, I'm to tell them, dude, Tim, get on the this radio show. Back over to you, Ron, and Mary.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in here quick before Ron has a chance. So today is all about the kindness and appreciation, and we're appreciating the president of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton. I'm going to open the lines up to everybody who would like to talk about anything.
Well, Ron Clayton, this is your buddy, Rick Reese, and everybody else. But Ron, this is a special appreciation for you and the work that you do leading us in the Hope Collection as president of the Hope Collection. And we know that it's a commitment. We know that it's a sacrifice. We know that it's a labor of love. And I just wanted you to know this Christmas season that you do embody what Christmas is all about, and that is the spirit of giving and the spirit of living and the spirit of Christ embodied through you and Linda. And as a couple, we just appreciate both of you for, and you know, and you have mentioned this, the spirit of hospitality that you both have. Well, just don't know that it's not going unrecognized, and that it is so much appreciated. And the lives that you impact, you know, and like my pastor used to say, in heaven, you'll have people walk up to you. And, of course, that's a long way off, and because you got to get her done, son. But, you know, people walk up to you and say, hey, you know, remember when you did this? Remember when you reached out to that person and that person and that person, you know, through the Hope Collection and through your many travels. And one of the beautiful things is wherever you step your foot, you're reaching out to someone. You know, someone's looking for you. And I like to say that someone woke up this morning that's looking for you. And if you are anywhere in the vicinity, they will meet you. They will see you. And, you know, and one of the most important things, I really do believe this, and I know you know this to be true. You are, my friend, a professional connector. You know, you have connected all of us together. And the great thing about it is the leadership, and I know Lynn knows this is a military guy, the leadership that's required to connect people and to lead people. And I think you said you were doing this show for 10 years. And as president, you've been doing a fantastic job. But the leadership that's required to keep something like that going is beyond words. You know, and I know Lynn knows that that doesn't just happen. You know, that doesn't just happen. You know, when you have good leadership, people willingly will say, hey, I'll do this. Even like Mary, you know, that just came to the table for the most part and brought her family to the table. And for you, you know, she, as president of the Hope Collection, she has us on every platform you could think of, right? When they go to the moon, I'm sure of this. When we go to the moon, we'll see a sign there, something, the Hope Collection or something. I believe this. And But it takes leadership for people to say, I'll do that. And that's what you bring. And we just love it, you know. And I just wanted to jump on and just to celebrate you and Linda this holiday season for all that you do. And just to let you know that Brenda and I certainly do appreciate it. So back to you, Mary.
Hello, Ron. This is Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
Ron, I just wanted to tell you, I'm doing good. We're on the, we're coming back into Chatham now. I just wanted to tell you that I am very, very honored and proud of saying that you are a very good friend and your leadership that you have taught me through years have paid off. You're a wonderful man. You're a Christian man. And I'm looking forward to future projects we could do together. And I just wanted to say that you're a very good friend of mine, and me and Cindy, actually. And we can't wait to see you on the 30th.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to you coming back to Buffalo. We miss you already. It's only been a short time. You're going up to Cape Cod. But you can bring your mom with you, too, you know.
I know. But, you know, next summer you can always come down to the Cape and visit.
No, that's an idea. I like the idea of that. Thank you, Kurt.
You're welcome.
Ryan, come on.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, you won't let me call you, sir, but you always throw that sir back to me, which leads me to believe that you're the person that's responsible for getting me to sound like a record that got stuck on the same spot. Get her done, 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 get her done. I think that's going to be part of a national movement. But they said it's not what you say, but how many blessings can you pass somebody else's way? Ryan Clayton, you and your wife are the true epitome on what it means to be kind to other people. I heard my buddy say, Rick, just say that, like, if you don't want to be blessed, you best stay out of Ryan and Linda's way, because not beyond spiritually through, beyond just, it's a blessing. If you scroll over in the scripture, it talks about being blessed, being blessed in your going and your coming. What most people don't understand is you are the blessing. What you got me to saying every day, do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give from and I hope I have the way, it comes right back to you. So one little quick story, because you know our country, I could talk up the other 26 minutes, but there's a courtesy. I know somebody else has got something bad to say about you. I used to think that was a bad word until Michael Jackson and Ron Clayton showed up. They said, boy, he's bad to the bone. He's bad. He's bad. He's bad. I'm with, does that mean he's good? What is it? Well, he's good. He's badder. But, Ron, what's happened, I can remember all these years that Joel Griffin had laid down the platform because he entrusted in you to pass you the baton, pass you the mantle, pass you the torch to lead us onto this new century that we're just getting ready to walk into a new year just any day now. But he had to have some kind of trust in his heart in order to be able to pass that torch to somebody like you. I knew you before I knew you, but I knew that the thing that we had in common, our father. But when you and Linda came down to Atlanta, and I had never met you before, but I'm thinking, man, this is going to be so cool. I had to tell Ron what I was wearing, a black cowboy hat, and when I walked up to him, It smelled good. I actually smelled it before we got to me.
I knew it wasn't the kitchen. So I was like, well, man, what door is me? Am I going to have to take him down? Well, when I hugged him, I thought he was trying to take me down because my nose landed right underneath his armpit. I thought he said, Cussie, are you okay? I think he wanted to stand me up in a chair so I could feel like I was a man, a big, tight, tall man. Yes. But, you know, they said good things come in small packages, Ron. That little small package of a body that you have has been equipped with enough love in your heart to help bless the world. And I'll close by saying, Ron, it is not just an honor, a privilege, a plum-pleasing privilege just to know you, but to know you, your wife, and be a part of a world change because we are better world changers. And I'll say to, in closing, like our old mentor used to say, Burl Walk, if we do what we're supposed to do, like you're doing, Ron Clayton, and operate out of sure obedience, someone else, just like Rick just said, someone, we don't know who it is, might be your neighbor, somebody that you never met before, somebody that you probably maybe never even meet or see again, and probably upon meeting that person, you'll probably have a spiritual discernment to say that there's nothing that that person can do for Linda at this particular time. But the question mark, which is no question mark for you, is how can I bless this person when no one else is watching? So I say, Ron, you have really truly made a brand on my heart. You're going to brand a whole bunch of people through what we're doing through the Hope Foundation because, again, you truly understand that it's a blessing to be a blessing, and you don't mind, sir, putting on the full armor of God and say, do unto others before they do unto you because of love, the hope, the compassion, and the kindness that you've been given, sir, is going to come right back to you. Lynn says, we may not be able to pay you, but Lynn Kane, I'm stealing it from you, Lynn. We heard that our Father's reward program is simply out of this world, just like you, sir.
Country boy, thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege for us to have the ability and the time and the depth that we can be brothers together. And, you know, we just are trying to make a difference in this world, and you do that every day, and I'm grateful for you as a friend. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Mr. Brad Dorsey, one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society, who's just doing a marvelous job, along with Ron Clayton and a number of other senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society charity. And they all are working one goal, to help make it a better world. And I am just honored that they are with us. And whenever they do a good job, I double their salary. Because two times nothing is still nothing. But they're dated.
Yes.
Yes. Doing the work of the Lord.
Just in time for Christmas.
God bless it. Keep up your good work, Brad. Back over to you, Ron Clayton. Thank you, sir.
Well, you've doubled my salary 10 times. I was richer the day I met you, and you didn't pay me a dime. And you never have to.
Well, I'm already planning to spend my money. Thanks so much, Professor Lynn Kane. Captain Kane, thank you so much for doubling my pay just in time for Christmas here, and I already got it spent. I got it spent already.
You're going on a cruise, aren't you, Mr.?
In fact, I'm going to give, I'm going to give a portion of my, the double of my salary. I'm going to give a portion to Mary, a portion to Country Boy, a portion back to you, Ron, and I know I'm investing well in you. Yeah. It triples the amount that I give you. So, Captain Kane, the money that you have just given, Kirk, I'm going to give you a decent portion as well, and I know it's money well invested, you know, kindness well invested. Yes, we're going on a cruise. We leave next week. And, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, life is fun. Life, you know, see, Lynn Kane, that's what I appreciate so much about you is the words that your mother told you when you were sent off to something that was unknown has kept you all this time and has spread to us as well. And as Mary mentioned, nominee for Nobel Peace Prize, what, 5 times. That speaks in and of itself. Fighter pilot, airline pilot, you know, that speaks of itself. Kindness takes you a long ways, you know, if a person can just be kind. Mary, that's what's so beautiful about what you've done with your daughter and teaching her without even really sitting down and, as well as your son, without sitting down and saying, okay, this is what you're going to learn. You've taught them kindness. You taught them kindness. And so just like with the words that Lynn's mom told him, your daughter's going far. Your son's going far. Because those kinds of words, kindness, takes you far. And to be able to, at the age of 8, comprehend the kindness that Lynn's mom told him when he went off into the service that kept him all this time. For her at 8 to comprehend the kindness campaign that Lynn is doing, you know, there's contributions throughout his entire life that brought him to this place. And for her to get that at 8, you know she's going far. And for her to create the show's opening, you know, singing the show's opening little song there at 8 years old, for her to, I believe, the picture that she took with the State Patrol officer, you know, that should be going across the nation at 8 years old. And so that's a huge future right there. But I just appreciate being part of the Hope Collection and what we do in the Hope Collection. And, Ron, I was on the website, thehopecollection.com. And as you was talking, Mary, and you was introducing Ron, I was on the site just to refresh it myself, the mission of the Hope Collection, identify and supply resources that will support projects that will provide substantial and sustainable economic, social and economic growth in our 8 areas, health and wellness. And, you know, when I saw that, I heard it from Joel as he was sharing it with Burke Walk, and the health and wellness, performing and fine arts, family issues. That's why I appreciate what you're doing, Mary. You know, working with families, development and housing, technology, energy, communications, faith-based leadership as a board member, that's one of my responsibilities, education, food and nutrition.
That's
and when I heard, what's that?
When you said food, that's right.
No, I was getting ready to say, Ron, you're leading all of this. You're leading us. And you encompass and embody all of it. And solution-based, as a solution-based organization that's reaching out to people, that's reaching out to organizations, you embody everything that Burrow was doing, everything that Joel has taught us, everything that all of the folks on this call contribute. That's what your leadership embodies, all of it. And that's a beautiful thing, you know. And for a person to stand up and take responsibility for that, that's huge. You know, because, you know, any smaller, quote-unquote, smaller person would say, oh, man, this is just too much for me to bear. You know, no, you stepped into that leadership role. And as we approach 2023, and I appreciate Mary and all the things that you're doing as well as Country Boy, you know, the leadership that you guys are providing, as we step into 2023, wow, our future is unlimited, you know, because I'll tell you this, and it's so true, the kindness campaign that even that Lynn Kane has provided to us, that is going to attract, kindness attracts, and it draws people to us, people that we couldn't find. You know, we couldn't even go out and say, okay, you. No, the kindness and the services that we offer is going to attract. Like Country Boy says, love ain't love until you give it away. The kindness and the love that we're giving away, and 2023 is going to be off the charts. Yes, we leave for a cruise next week, 9-day cruise. And, of course, we talk travel on Tuesdays. Today is kindness. We leave for the cruise, a free cruise, free 9-day cruise because we're travel agents. And the 7-day stay that for every member that's in Surge, we're staying in Boca Raton using our 7-day stay, which is a free stay at Hilton Resort in Boca Raton. And $800 a night. I don't have to pay anything. And so a free stay from the state, go on the cruise. My son and my daughter and my brother-in-law are coming. And I was, in fact, we're downloading, you know that process, we're downloading all the tickets in there for our luggage. They actually have an app. MSC Cruise Line has an app that we just downloaded so you can do everything. And funny story, Brenda's looking at the app and she sees the spa that they have on the cruise where, you know, for I think a little bit amount of money there, you can unlimited visits for the 9 days to the spa. And, you know, we're, you know, hot, cold, all kind of different services, salt treatments. And so Brenda was like, I think I'm going to do this. So I said, I'm going to do it too, Brenda. And she said, what? You don't even like that. I said, what do you mean I don't like that? And Ron, I thought of you. I said, no, I need to do this. I need, you know, to sit in, you know, the hot tub and the cold tub and the ice bath. And so she finally says, okay. And, you know, but it's just fun stuff. But, Ron, even in the cruise thing, the leadership that you have and what you're doing for February for your friend and for your brother-in-law, do you see how their lives have been changed forever? And in February, coming February, you're going on a cruise for Valentine's Day. And everywhere you go, you're impacting lives. Now, of course, you are the leader, so you may not see it, but we're here to tell you we appreciate you. Back to you.
Hi. Thank you, Ricky. It's special. Thank you.
Hi, I'm your Nana.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
How are you?
I'm your Nana. I'm a good person. I like dancing and TikTok. Tonight, my pet, and I found Izzy and it's in my yard, and I love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, I thought we were going to get a couple of bars of her song.
Yeah, well, she's special, I tell you. What a treat.
She is.
You know, for Mary and her husband to share their kids with us. You know, you got through that whole program of raising them up, Rick. I'm getting a seat now, and I get the best of the best.
Everything is going to be okay. Okay. Hey. Everything is going to be okay. Hey.
Nothing
special.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, sunshine.
Bye.
Now, Ron, last night, the last conversation that Mary and I had was about her daughter and being able to utilize her the way that God has really put that anointing in a child. I think I remember reading we're going to use the children, the confound the wise. And then everything that everybody said today, Joel just said, oh, yeah, they got it. They really got it. We help people so they can help other people. It's really not that complicated. Actually, it was elementary when they first taught it to us. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And Shakespeare went and put it in a riddle and handed it over to Hamlet. To be or not to be. I just want everybody that's under the sound of my voice, regardless on what part of the world in the country you are, we are here to bless you. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we intend, and it's very intentional, everything that we do, to bless you and your family. And Rick, thanks for sharing, Ron, for sharing those eight categories that the Hope Foundation is really set up on. So, again, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what walk you're in, and what portion of your life you're in right now, it's no secret to God exactly where you are and why you're listening in and why you want to be connected and why you want to do more, exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can even imagine. He has sent out the memo. Many are called in, Cain, and few are chosen. I just thank the divine creator right now for all of us with his infinite wisdom and the knower of all and seeing of all that he has chosen us for such a mission just like this. We will not fail. My friend says in closing, everything that God has told us to do, we're willing with no hesitation, with no resistance, to be obedient so that our blessings will reach the people that's been praying for us. Ron, last one for you. You love me to say it. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We only want you to know that we care. Back you, Ron.
Thank you so much. You know, to hear everybody's voices today and sharing what you're doing and how you feel really warms my heart. You know, that I can't begin to tell you there aren't times that there are some things and decisions or thoughts that I'm sitting here and I have the Lord certainly as my great wisdom source. But each one of you on a day-to-day basis remind me and send me or share things with me that allow me to be free enough to do sometimes the stuff that I'm doing. I find so much joy. My life is filled with joy. The greatest gifts I've ever had in my life have come from you, whether it be the world that Rick and Brenda Reese introduced to us or Country Boy. He introduced me to the Dirty South, as he calls it. I just call it Hot Land. I think of Mary who has taken and shown me and shown us that, you know, someone who's been she's in the Army. She, sir. Everybody who's in service is a sir to me. But she fought as a woman to become a leader in the service. Then she's gone on as a mother of special needs kids to learn to help others to deal with those things. What does she do? She shares it. She puts it to work. I look at Len Cain. My goodness, to stand in front of him, to stand next to him, to sit down and have break bread with him and his lovely bride. She's so sweet. I'm telling you, and then to hang out on the cruise together, I'll never forget the moment Len Cain was presented the captain's hat on the USS, well, it wasn't the USS, it was the Conquest Carnival cruise ship, 3,000 people on board. And Len Cain and Captain Louie, the captain of the ship, he's in his dress whites. He takes his hair off his captain's hat and presents it to Len Cain, two Navy guys, back and forth, and they're you know how many people ever get a chance to go on the head, go into the bridge of a ship that aren't, if you're not in the service, you're not a member of a crew, you don't get in the ship. That's private. That is the most secure place on a cruise ship around the world. And here's Len Gain and a group of us that the captain invited us to be together. I had the privilege of sitting down in Len Gain's living room, and I saw his room where all his accolades are shown, where he has laid down his life for you and me. What he did in going around the world representing the United States government when they were showing off their USS Aircare, the Enterprise, first nuclear-powered aircraft in the world. And Len Gain was the leader of that, the group representing us. What he's done in Nobel Peace Prize, he should have, you know, he not only is nominated, he could have gotten them every year. He should have all five. But then when Who's Who in America says he's the number one humanitarian in the United States of America, you're darn right he is. And I have the privilege to be able to say he's a friend. He's my friend. Guys, you don't know. I'm just a guy, when I was in high school, someone wrote in my yearbook, most likely not to succeed. My mom cried when she read that, because moms are proud. You know, they don't want to see their sons embarrassed or anything. I was the slowest, got 150 kids on a soccer team, was the slowest kid. I can't run. I got flat feet. I couldn't jump, but I actually did high school track and field, and I high jumped. Got to 6 foot, and then a kid that became the World Olympic high jumper, Frosbury, came to school because Dad got transferred to Buffalo with Chevy. So he was on our team, and he went on to jump 7'5". I got to 6 foot once without knocking the bar off. Guys, I was like nobody. Mom sewed nobody in my T-shirt. A few years ago, I had to go to Canada to pick up a prize that we donated for someone who we did a raffle to help raise funds for the African-American Veteran Monument that's gone up. You're going to be celebrated. And anyways, I had to go to get the prize from the hotel that was a honeymoon stay. And they auctioned off. They raised 10 grand to help support this project. I went over to go across the border. I hand the guy my passport. He says to me, he comes out and looks at my car. He didn't ask me to get out, but he kept looking over. He finally looked at me. He says, I don't talk like this. He goes, who the hell are you? I said, I'm nobody. I told him, nobody, Mom. So nobody in my T-shirt. He said, you got enough clearance on this passport to go to the White House, sir. Now, how did that happen? Here's a guy who barely got out of high school. He told that he had enough clearance of the Social Security and the CIA to go to the White House. That's because a friend of mine, another friend in our circle here, Van Taylor, had gotten us to become the escorts for the U.S. Navy, the head of the Navy and his wife, for a dedication and the activation of a new Navy ship. And we had to be clearance to have that. How could that happen? What's the likelihood of that kind of thing happening for Ron Clayton, Buffalo, New York? Nobody. Well, guys, the only reason that there's any somebody attached to it is because of people like you that have demonstrated and show faith in me and believe in me. And sometimes, guys, I need it. I really need it. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you all. You are special. I hope I'm not missing anybody, because you just, guys, you are for me and have helped me to live through medical issues that I've had. It's given me the power and the strength to go on and go forward. Thank you again, and God bless you all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And so don't be looking for no apology that we've been bullying you, sir. Get her done.
We love you too, man.
I got Ron, yes, and Country sir. Boy, I found that picture, Country Boy, that we took, you, Ron, Gary, and myself, where you had the black cowboy hat on.
Yes.
I have that picture.
Hey, y'all, this last one, Ron, it's not about me, but Rick Reese has the own, probably has the only lens that I know that can capture a ninja in the midst of his work. Rick helped build my art website, actually helped build it. He built the thing for me. And he called me up and said, Country, got your website up and running. And I go, oh, my God. He says, you like it? I said, yeah, but there's a picture of me on there. He said he
with
went
the black
back
cowboy
to his
hat
about 10, 12 years ago, didn't you, Rick? Took my photo
right?
in the Photoshop.
I got it all. Hey, I got a scripture for you, Ron, though. Ron, I appreciated what you just said. I do have a scripture for you.
Okay.
And as we close the show, and the scripture is 1 Samuel 16:7. And it was a conversation that the Lord had with Samuel. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature. You know, and he goes on, he says, for the Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Your heart gives you the ability to jump higher than 7 feet. You know, the person that wrote the comment on your yearbook that made your mother cry, he was looking on the outward appearance, but the Lord sees the heart. Back to you.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you, guys. This is really special. And that's a surprise. I tell you, it's a total surprise. I had no clue. I know a lot of guys say I'm clueless, but I've gotten used to that.
Those are beautiful words, gentlemen. And that, Ron, God bless you. Please say a kind word or two about your lovely bride, Linda, who is such a support for the program. Linda, if you're listening, and I hope you are, God bless you for all the wonderful things you do for everybody. You are an angel. And you continue your good work, and we just admire you, we respect you, and we send our good love to you from our family to yours. Keep up your great work, uh-huh. Linda. And Ron, I'm sure you have more nice words to say, but I'll say them from the Cain clan. Bye-bye. Palau. Over to you, Ron.
Well,
over to you, Linda.
God be all the
thanks,
glory,
Linda.
Because God is the one that gives us the strength and the encouragement, besides all of you guys, you know. So thank you.
Linda, I'm glad you decided to go to Europe with Ron instead of your buddies way back when. That was a great choice.
She chose well, if you remember.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Linda. I love you.
Thanks.
Happy
you
Merry,
so
Merry Christmas.
This is
loads
so fun,
of love.
Guys.
Loads of love. God bless.
All right.
Bye bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great week.
Mary.
Bye. Thank you, Mary, for putting this all together. Bye now, guys. Love you.
Bye.